Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. In a joint press conference at Jakarta's Merdeka Palace on Monday, August 11th, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Peruvian President Dina Ercilia Boluarte Segarra reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral relations and supporting the Palestinian cause, including the pursuit of a two-state solution. President Prabowo emphasized that Indonesia and Peru remain committed to working together to promote a just and lasting peace in Palestine. Reported by RRI.co.id, the Indonesian heads of states has consistently raised the issue of Palestine and the two-state solution in meetings with visiting foreign leaders, reflecting the country's long-standing commitment to the principles of independence and justice for all nations. Still about Palestine, 15 participants from the Palestinian government are taking part in an intensive avocado cultivation training program in Indonesia, held from August 11th until 25th. The initiative is a collaborative effort between Japan International Cooperation Agency, Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the Ministry of Agriculture. Quoted from RRI.co.id, JICA Indonesia Senior Representative Jimbo Naomi stated that the training is a testament to the strong commitment of Japan and Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku tak bisa berhenti. into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Listen to Karasi with a song titled Hilang or Gone. And if you want your problems to be gone, you got to go to a lot of places in Indonesia. And I'd like to recommend a very nice place for you, which is called Manado. And it is said that Manado is the capital of North Sulawesi and famous for its warm hospitality, beautiful nature, and delicious food. And to know all about this, we are connected with Novi from RRI Manado. Good day, Novi.
Yes.
Hi, Novi.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. How are you, Novi?
I'm fine. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you too. I'm so fine. And I'd like to know what kind of thing that you would like to share with us today from Manado.
Okay. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, Steve. Today, I'd like to tell you a little about what's happening here in Manado. Can you hear my voice?
I can hear you clearly.
Yes.
Go on.
Okay. The weather today is very quite hot. As we know, we enter the summer season in the city. But even with the heat, people continue with their daily activity just like any other day. Have you ever visited Manado before?
I have visited. I mean, not really spending time in there. I went to Likupang and spent a little bit of time in Manado.
It's a good place.
Yes.
Okay, let me give you a quick glimpse of what is this wonderful city has to offer. So, Manado is the capital of North Sulawesi, famous for its warm hospitality, beautiful nature, and delicious food here. So, whether you come for the natural beauty, the adventure, the culture, or simply to meet its friendly people, Manado will always welcome you with open arms. So, the favorite capital of North Sulawesi, Indonesia, a city where culture, nature, and culinary delights meet in the perfect harmony. Located on the north tip of Sulawesi Island, Manado is the best known as the gateway to the world famous Bunaken National Marine Park, one of the most spectacular diving spot in this world, with the over more species of coral and thousands of tropical fish. Now, Manado is more than just stunning scenery. It's home to warm-hearted people, famous their hospitality and friend lines. The city's rich cultural heritage is reflected on its unique traditional festival and music. And for food lovers, Manado is paradise. From the hearty tinutuan porridge to the smoky cakalang fufu and spicy sambal roa. Every bite, it's an explosion of flavor. Beyond of the coast, Manado is surrounded by breathtaking nature. Explore Mon volcanic trails, visit Sren Lake Tondano, or yourself in the cool air of Tomohon Highland. Whenever you come for the diving, the culture, the food, or the warm smile, Manado will capture your heart and leave you with unforgettable memory. Discover Manado where adventure meets serenity. So, I'm Novi Tairas from Manado, North Sulawesi for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, thank you. It's been nice. An explosion of flavor. That is the keyword of Manado. Thank you very much, Novi.
Yes. Okay.
So make sure, listener, to don't forget to go to Manado, because you're not only your taste buds or your tongue will be exploding because of a lot of tasty food in there, but your eyes will be mind blown because a lot of good stuffs are available in Manado. Well, more from Indonesia is coming to you, so stay tuned on Edited World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Resapi, jamkan dan jangan berhenti, karena sebuah pertanyaan perlahan menghampiri, mendekat dan merusak sistem kerja otak kiri. Setiap detik berdetak menusuk-nusuk di hati, kembali teringat raut wajahmu diangan, taburan cinta mengikuti sebuah senyuman. Yo, tapi dalam hati ini tak bisa ungkapkan, nyaliku menciut terlalu siang untuk diucapkan. Sekali lagi ku ingin kau mengerti, rasa cinta ini sungguh sangat menyakiti. Tapi ku hanya makhluk yang tidak bermateri, dipandang sebelah mata, tak punya reputasi.
Seakan mataku tertutup, ku ingin cinta ini dapat kau sambut. Harapkan perasaan ini kau tahu, sungguh ku ingin kau jadi milikku.
Ingin sekali ku katakan aku suka padamu, namun cinta ini siksa jika aku gak ada kamu. Hendak jiwa kan mengikatmu di sisi, namun berat untuk mengucap, cukup untuk ku kagumi. A, B, C, D. Ku harap kau mengerti, semua ini bukan cerita narasi deskripsi, hanya perasaan suka namun sulit hati berkata. Bukan fiktif sedikit naif, hanya sebuah realita. Cinta ini derita, ku harap kau juga merasa apa yang ku rasa tanpa banyak tanda tanya. Rasa ini fakta, selektif bukan posesif. Ku tak ingin berdusta, ku cinta kau bunga.
Seakan mataku tertutup, ku ingin cinta ini dapat kau sambut. Harapkan perasaan ini kau tahu, sungguh ku ingin kau jadi milikku.
Sebagai sebuah media, cinta berlepas birahi tanpa ada ikatan jiwa dan raga. Kalian semua berbeda, pandanganku takkan pernah sama.
bukan perasaan ini kau tahu. Sungguh ku ingin kau jadi milikku. Seakan mataku tertutup, ingin cinta ini dapat kau sambut. Harapkan perasaan ini kau tahu. Sungguh ku ingin kau jadi.
Tiap kali aku Today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Liodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Liodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Liodra to cover it because Liodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Liodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Thank you very much for listening to us on the application called RRE Digital. You can directly listen the programs of all RRE stations across Indonesia while also enjoying your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. Cinta Putih or What Love by Chris Patih. And in a moment you'll be listening to something about Raja Pola.
Indonesia.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsman. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crowns. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden blades are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more blades nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guide dozens meters of mandong wrap around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven cloth was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. the craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other works, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the pastime. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, katanya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. Thank you. and Mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope, a slight thing, never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
Sekejap memandang, ku buktikan kepadamu, aku memiliki rasa cinta yang ku pendam. Tak sempat aku nyatakan, karena kau telah memilih menutup pintu hatimu. Izinkan aku membuktikan, inilah kesungguhan rasa. Izinkan aku menyayangimu, sayangku. Dengarkanlah isi hatiku, cintaku. Dengarkanlah isi hatiku. Cinta yang ku pendam, tak sempat aku nyatakan, karena kau telah memilih menutup pintu hati. Aku membuktikan, inilah kesungguhan rasa. Izinkan aku menyayangimu, sayangku. Dengarkanlah isi hatiku, cinta. Dengarkanlah isi hatiku.
Sharing a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Nada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Juga